Listener Production.
Good morning, David Dolan here with your news briefing. Every adult will be asked to roll up their sleeve for another COVID shot. Otago has given the green light to a fifth dose, meaning you'll be eligible for another vaccine from Feb 20, as long as you haven't had a shot or been infected with the virus in the past 6 months. Children aged 5 to 17 with health conditions that put them at a higher risk are also able to get another shot. NAB has joined ANZ in passing on the Reserve Bank's latest cash rate hike. Yesterday's 0.25% rise is the ninth in a row. It means an extra $76 a month for a typical 500 grand mortgage. And economist Dr. Isaac Gross is warning borrowers to brace for even more pain.
Look, I would say two minimum, almost certainly three, maybe even four. So I don't think we're near the top of the cycle at this stage.
The Department of Foreign Affairs is providing consular assistance to a number of Aussie families that have loved ones in Turkey and Syria. The death toll from the two earthquakes now sits at more than 6,300, but it's unclear if any Australians are among the casualties. BP has doubled its profits amid skyrocketing gas and oil prices, all while drivers worldwide pay top dollar for petrol. It reported a record $40 billion profit last year. And Tinder is rolling out new safety features to tackle sexual violence on dating apps. Users can now block profiles before they're matched, while it's also easier to report offensive messages. Updating sport now, AFL first, and Fremantle star Nat Fyfe has opened up on his decision to step down as skipper after six seasons. Fyfe admits he's battled his heart and head to let go of the dream of being the Dockers' inaugural premiership captain.
Giving up that dream was quite a difficult decision to come to, but when you give something up, it allows you to jump back into the flow and see what possibilities open up.
To the NRL, and the Panthers are preparing to face off with the Eels in this weekend's trial match. Penrith coach Ivan Cleary says the team's feeling good ahead of the clash.
Yeah, it's sort of getting really exciting now. So quite grateful to be part of the NRL. It's such a, I just feel like it's, you know, every year it seems to get a little bit bigger and everyone seems to be a little bit more excited.
And more selection headaches for the Aussies ahead of tomorrow's first test against India, with Steve Smith declaring all-rounder Cameron Green is unlikely to play as he recovers from a broken finger. Having a quick look at weather around the country, partly cloudy and 29 in Brisbane and the Gold Coast today, a shower or two for Sydney, 27 the top, fine but a bit overcast in Melbourne, reaching 23, grey skies and 19 in Hobart, a sunny day in Adelaide and a top of 33, and blue skies in Perth, chasing 32.